In a few minutes, what happens when economic rhetoric has to turn to economic policy in the Donald J. Trump administration? From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccia with special coverage this morning of world market reaction to the election results. Starting with stocks, where Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures fell to or close to the limit of a 5% drop as it emerged that Donald Trump was headed toward a win. Now that the victory is confirmed and Mr. Trump has made his acceptance speech, the declines moderated somewhat. Right now, the Dow future is down 373 points, 2.2%. The S&P future is down 2.2% as well. The FTSE 100 in London is down 0.7%. DAX in Germany down 1.6%. The Nikkei index in Japan fell more than 5%. And the currency of Mexico, in the face of a Trump administration's trade curbs, fell to 20 to the dollar, tied with the lowest ever. Here's Justin Urquhart-Stewart at Seven Investment Management in London.
Fascinating change in currencies that we're seeing, because actually we were thought we would actually see a huge run for the safe haven currencies. And we saw a certain amount of that going to the yen out of the dollar, to the Swiss franc out of the dollar, not much heading towards the euro. But we did see some sort of recovery with sterling. But of course, sterling's very separate because of its own Brexit issues. But nonetheless, this is where we're likely to see, I think, most of the volatility over the next few days.
Corporate America is also waking up to an unexpected election result. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is here with more. Lewis, how's the private sector going to parse this?
A Trump presidency is a huge mixed bag for businesses. On the one hand, we've seen some pretty desperate calls from business groups for unity and cooperation after this election is over. And we've seen a lot of hand-wringing from powerful groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce over Trump's protectionist rhetoric and the suggestion that he'd raise tariffs and renegotiate NAFTA and, of course, abandon the Trans-Pacific trade deal. On the other hand, tax reform could happen, and it could come along with big tax cuts for corporations. Also, industries that see themselves as overly regulated, like oil and gas and big banks, could be happy with the prospect of some easing up on regulation. Trump wants to dismantle Dodd-Frank. And finally, there are some unknowns. For example, on minimum wage, Trump has said wages are too high and has also said they aren't high enough and suggested he'd raise the federal minimum wage.
Lewis, thank you. Now to Washington, where Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has been looking into what may now be the doomed federal health care law. Kimberly?
On health care, President-elect Donald Trump has had a pretty consistent message, and his supporters have had a pretty consistent response throughout the campaign.
We are going to repeal and replace Obamacare.
What Trump says he will create instead is a system more reliant on private health care savings accounts. And as he explained at the debate in St. Louis last month,
we have to get rid of the lines around the state, artificial lines, where we stop insurance companies from coming in and competing.
He's referring there to his plan to let people shop for insurance plans across state lines. Trump also wants to let people fully deduct health insurance premiums from their taxes, as well as import cheaper pharmaceutical drugs from overseas. All of this, according to Trump, will factor into his larger plan to create more jobs.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Donald Trump was not the candidate with the detailed policy proposals, but to govern, he'll need those. With, I think, a unique insight into this, let's turn to Glenn Hubbard, the former chair of the Council of Economic Advisers under President George W. Bush and currently dean of Columbia's Graduate Business School. Dr. Hubbard, thanks for joining us so early after a long night.
My pleasure.
A Republican House, Republican Senate, and a new president who wants to cut taxes. Do you think there's a chance this will now go beyond tax cuts and maybe into reform of the tax system?
I do. I mean, I think what we saw last night, perhaps unexpectedly, was a reversal of the 2008 election sweep centered on the need for change related to growth, really. And tax reform and regulatory reform, I would expect to be pretty high on the list, along with possibly infrastructure reform.
So you see a Trump presidency bringing higher economic growth soon? Some experts think the talk of cracking down on, for instance, multinationals could hurt growth.
Well, I think that's a real issue. I would say that for the incoming administration, there are three concerns: discipline, what are the specific policies, and what's the team that's going to execute. But I think we ought to all take a deep breath and imagine the possibilities here, particularly from tax and regulatory reform. And yes, one would hope that we don't do something on the trade front that would undo that. I think there will be some market volatility for a while. This was unexpected. But I do think the opportunity for pro-growth policy is real.
So you don't think globalization has now run its course now that it's going to be Donald Trump as president?
I think globalization is under attack, whether Donald Trump had won last night or Secretary Clinton. And I think the question for a leader, a president-elect, is what do you do about it? I would say that it has more to do with helping localities and helping people who've lost their jobs than interfering with world trade. But this is going to be a debate within the Republican Party and within the nation as a whole. But that we would have had that debate no matter who the president is.
I've just been looking at your resume, Dr. Hubbard. Looks like you could possibly be a candidate for Treasury Secretary. Any interest?
I think that's not something for me. I'm happy doing exactly what I do. I don't need to sign the dollar bill.
Right. Glenn Hubbard at the Columbia Business School and former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors under President George W. Bush. Dr. Hubbard, thank you.
Thank you.
We will be monitoring the markets and the economic issues all day long on Marketplace as the money decisions are being made in reaction to the election results. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.